You wouldn't want to send Santa Claus out on a cold winter night like this, would you?
We have Santa Claus in our stable.
Here are a few scenes from tonight's episode of Nancy Drew.
What's this? You can't arrest me. I have a very busy time coming up.
Now, he's on the run from something or someone.
I want that old man dead.
He's crazy. He told the press he's Santa Claus.
You can't let Santa Claus spend the night in jail. It's un-American.
Nancy Drew Mysteries. Will the real Santa Claus...
Champion's not gonna like this.
Look, that train is a local. It's gotta stop at the next station, River Heights. We'll pick him up there.
Could you get this ladder? Well, I put this crowning touch on.
Mr. Drew?
Let's not be here all night.
Please, you can't rush the artiste.
Hey, George, are you sure this Christmas party's gonna end up in the park?
Sure it does. Here.
George!
Oh! I never had a girl fall that hard for me. Not at first sight, anyway.
Nancy, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be fine.
Ned, good to see you.
Good to see you, Mr.
Glad you weren't late. Girls, this is Ned Nickerson. He's from the Boston DA's office, and he's here to work on the Buchanan case with me. Ned, this is George.
Hi.
George.
I guess you've already met my daughter, Nancy.
Oh, hello.
Was entirely my pleasure. That's a beautiful tree, but you were hanging the ornament all wrong. Let me show you. There. That's how it should be done.
Thank you.
Isn't Christmas wonderful?
Oh, yes.
Ha ha ha!
Carson, where are you all? Oh, come on, the party's flagging, especially without your beautiful daughter here to liven things up.
We're just getting ready to leave. Listen, Pete, would you mind if I brought an extra guest? There's a young fellow from the Boston DA's office I'd like you to meet.
Sure, the more people here, the more Christmassy I'm going to feel, huh?
All right, so we lost him.
Well, we knew he got off the train. So where is he? He just couldn't have disappeared into thin air.
He's around here somewhere. He'll make a move. And when he does, we'll be waiting. Don't worry. He'll never see Christmas.
Deja vu. Christmas Santas. I love them.
You know, Nance, I've really been looking forward to the Havilland's party this year.
Me too.
What's your name?
I'm Charles, and this is my sister Grace. Who are you, and what are you doing in our stables?
Resting. Just resting. I got a big day ahead of me tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Christmas Eve, you know.
Oh, I know.
Our father does not allow strangers in our stables. I'm going to have to tell him about this.
No, wait, just a minute. I'll move on in the morning, I promise. Look. You wouldn't want to send Santa Claus out on a cold winter night like this, would you?
Pete, what's happened?
He got it. Got everything. Every piece of silver. $10,000 worth of antiques is my coin collection. The pieces of ivory, everything.
Who did? Thank you so much for the generosity of your Christmas spirit. See you next year, Santa Claus. Not again.
What, this happened before?
4 times this week. Somebody's left one of these cheery little Christmas cards at each of the houses.
Well, you shouldn't have handed that note to Miss Drew, and she shouldn't have taken it.
Is that right?
Between you, you may have destroyed the only piece of evidence a thief left behind. Did you dust it for fingerprints, saturation of sweat?
Allow me to introduce Ned Nickerson. He's with the Boston DA's office.
Thief came in the window.
But you're an expert too, huh?
Oh, you can still see his footprints. They're not quite dry. He must have been wearing rubber-soled shoes.
How do you arrive at that conclusion?
There are slivers of glass embedded in the carpet. They're too sharp to have probably been there for very long. Now, the thief probably walked through some broken glass, and it got embedded in the soles of his shoes.
Go and get somebody and dust the window for fingerprints.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was just looking for some clues. I found this on the bush over there.
Doesn't prove anything, Nancy. It could have been there for days or weeks. Red. Hardly the color a professional second-story thief is going to wear when he robs a house.
Well, anyway, the party's over. Mrs. Haviland's pretty upset, so I think we better go.
Okay. I guess there's nothing more we can do here tonight.
Stir up that fire.
Good.
Is there a description on this whimsical Christmas thief?
Not a word.
Oh, boy. He seems to come and go like a shadow.
Shadows have IDs, MOs, and records. This is a professional second story job. I'll have the office run a check on second story men. See who's around, who just got out of prison. Who may have connections here at River Heights or towns around here. I doubt very much that someone living here, though.
Why?
Well, it's,
You think this town is too small to have thieves of its own? Some of the biggest thieves in the country are in this town. I know, I've caught some of them. You know, Dad, I really should have stayed to talk to Alice Haviland. I think I'll just go back there and see if she's okay. Nice to meet you, Mr. Nickerson.
Ned!
Ned. You know, our Christmas thief probably won't stand a chance now that the DA's department is here. It's a comforting thought.
I think she likes you.
Supposed to be away. It's Nancy Drew. Well, tell him there's been a break-in at the Garland house, and I think the thief is still on the premises. And hurry.
Thank you.
the Garland house.
Let's go.
I found our Christmas thief, but I couldn't keep hold of him.
What'd he look like?
He was dressed up like Santa Claus. He had on a red suit, a long beard, black boots, and a ghoulish mask. And he was getting away with a red sack full of stuff.
It's a pretty audacious thief. It's the first house at 10 o'clock, second house 11:30. Well, I've got 6 cars blocking off the roads. I'm going to put 2 dozen men in the immediate area. Don't worry, we're going to get them.
Nancy, why don't you come inside? I'll get you some tea.
Thank you.
Nancy, I'm just going to take a look around the house and make sure he didn't try to hide in here.
Late for you two to be up?
Mom wants to stay up later at Christmas time.
Oh, I see. Well, what have you got there?
Nothing.
Could I see it, please? That's a lot of bread and cheese and cookies. Are you two going to eat all that?
You mustn't let anyone else know.
It's a secret, a big secret.
Well, I'm pretty good at keeping secrets. Could you tell me, please?
Well, we can't let anyone else know, but
we have Santa Claus in our stable.
There he is. Here's Santa.
Santa?
Here's Santa.
And I brought you a jar of cookies.
You've been very kind. Thank you very much.
We really have to be going now, but it sure has been swell getting a chance to meet you in person.
Don't forget us. I'm Grace and he's Charles.
I won't forget you. And we'll see one another tomorrow evening, Christmas Eve.
Okay. Good night, Santa.
Good night.
And don't forget.
I won't.
That's a pretty dirty trick, don't you think? Telling those kids you're Santa Claus so that you can get some food out of them.
Not if it's the truth.
What'd you do with the red suit?
I don't wear that any longer. That's sort of old-fashioned in this day and age, don't you think?
What about the mask?
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't manage to catch me the first time. Now you've got another chance.
I'm sorry, I don't think we've ever met before, Miss...
Nancy Drew. What's your name?
Griffin.
Is that your first or your last name?
Griffin will do.
You don't know anything about those two houses being ripped off in the last 2 hours.
No.
Guy was dressed up like Santa Claus.
Now, I call that most defamatory. Oh, yes. I did see somebody dressed as a rather old-fashioned Santa Claus climbing down from a window. I assumed it was the father of the house having fun with his children.
You did? Would you recognize him if you saw him again?
He did seem familiar. He had a mask, as you said.
He did.
Santa Claus doesn't take. He gives. It's not in his nature to steal from anyone. I had nothing to do with those robberies. I shall more than repay the Havilands for their food and the kindness of their children. I can promise you that.
I believe you. Where did you come from?
I would like the answer to that question.
This is Captain Rogers from the River Heights Police Department. Captain, this is not the man who attacked me earlier. I'm sure of it.
Oh, who are you and what are you doing here?
Taking shelter for the night. Passing the time.
A transient?
The covering over my head is home. I visit many homes.
With or without the consent of the occupants?
Captain.
What is your name, sir?
Griffin.
Mr. Griffin, you are under arrest. Take it.
Captain!
You don't understand. You just can't put me in jail. Tomorrow night, it's my busiest night.
Yeah, sure, Santa.
You can't do this to me. It's a travesty. There he is over there.
They're arresting him.
Something I've got to talk to you about.
Haven't you gotten to bed yet?
No. I couldn't sleep thinking about Griffin being locked up all night. We've got to do something about him.
That's a funny thing. I think I was dreaming about him just now. Your description of him was so vivid, I could almost see him.
He's not the thief. I know that just from talking to him. There's something really special about him. He was so gentle. I can't explain it. Dad, you've got to defend him.
Nancy,
Yes, let's go down to the jail right now and bail him out. You can't let Santa Claus spend the night in jail. It's un-American.
Nancy, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. Time's a-wasting. Who was on the phone just now?
No one. Just woke me up.
Bail has been posted, huh? Mr. Carson, Drew? All right. I'll release the old man in his custody as soon as he gets down here.
Mr. Griffin.
Hi. Good day. I've been expecting you.
You have?
My father, Carson Drew, he's an attorney. I think you need a good one. He's the best.
My daughter is given to some exaggeration when she's biased, but I would be interested in defending you.
Please sit.
Thank you. Mr. Griffin, there are certain questions I have to ask you, and I would urge you to answer them truthfully, whether they're incriminating or not. Please don't take the fifth with your lawyer.
I understand.
Good. Did you have anything to do with any of the robberies last night or the previous nights?
No, I only arrived in your town last night.
Ah. Where'd you arrive from?
The train brought me.
Yes, but from where?
Further away.
Well, where is it that you live?
Up north.
The, The police report indicated that you had no ID on you, no driver's license, no credit cards.
Well, I don't find any use for any of those things.
Yes, but the fact that you don't have any identification doesn't help you, Mr. Griffin.
Why?
Well...
You mean if I don't have any of those things, I don't exist?
It means the police consider you a transient, someone without a home or a visible means of support.
I'm financially comfortable. I work once a year, and the rest of the time I supervise work and travel.
And you had no idea that that sack of stolen merchandise was hidden in the stables with you?
None at all. I haven't seen a sack like that in years. Very old-fashioned. Don't you think?
Well, I paid your bail, Mr. Griffin, and there'll be a preliminary hearing in a couple of days, and at that hearing, the judge will set the time of the trial. In the meanwhile, you're welcome to stay with us until you find other accommodation.
Oh, thank you very much. I won't stay for long.
Jumping bail is a very serious offense.
Oh, that won't be necessary. I have faith in you.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And a merry, merry Christmas to you.
Dad, did you hear him in there? It sounded like
don't
he was...
Don't say it, Nancy. Don't even think it. He's just an old man. A hobo, I'd say it. And he's probably a little crazy.
He's pretty articulate for a crazy person.
My car is just down the block.
Thank you, but I don't feel I could put you to that much trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble at all, is it, Dad?
No, we've got the room, and after the stable, I imagine you'd... Mr. Griffin? Mr. Griffin? I had no idea he'd given all this to the press last night. I mean, he actually told them that he's Santa Claus. And then the only reason he held back the information was because he didn't want to start a... How did he put it? An understandable fuss.
Obviously a flake. Now, I had the guy run through R&I. They came up empty, but I got a line on a second story man. Disappeared a couple of years back. Goes by the name of Griffey. That sound familiar to anyone?
That proves nothing.
Now, he's on the run from something or someone.
Well, that's the first time I'm going to agree with you. Did you see his face last night, Dad, before he disappeared? He looked frightened. I don't know what he saw out there in the darkness.
He's really got to you, hasn't he? Now, the facts are...
Facts are not yet established. Detectives also use instincts and feelings.
And hunches?
Hunches, that's right. I know Griffin's innocent, and I'm going to prove it. Even if I have to prove he really is Santa Claus.
You still think she's taken with me?
Tag this and hand me number 4. Thank you. It's so old. A green color to it. I'm gonna have to do another test on that. Uh-oh. What?
As soon as you start to pace, I know you're thinking. And when that happens, you usually get us both in trouble.
There's gotta be a common denominator to these robberies. Something I'm overlooking.
The thief takes silver and household items.
Yes, because they're easy to fence. He also takes jewelry and money.
How well-to-do houses.
Get me a list of all the people who've worked in the homes of the people who were robbed. Even if they just worked on a part-time basis. Coming up.
We almost got him down by the railway yard, Mr. Champion.
Almost. Isn't good enough, Mr. Lockhart, is it? I want that old man dead.
Well, he's been arrested for theft. He's out on bail. But nobody knows where he is.
Find him.
He's crazy. He told the press he's Santa Claus. He probably didn't even know what he saw.
He was there that night. He witnessed the exchange. I don't know where he came from, but he was there. Lockhart, I don't want to witness the $5 million in drugs that changed hands.
Now you get rid of him today.
Don't spoil my Christmas, huh?
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too.
What's going on here?
Calm down, children. Santa will be with you. Get your hat on. He smashed us again. What are we going to do?
That's not the real Santa Claus. There's the real Santa Claus. Hi, Sam.
Well, what are you two doing here?
We'd much rather talk to the real person.
Well, you wouldn't want somebody else to lose his job because of me, would you? Huh?
Santa.
Why do you call me Santa?
Because now, why do you call me Santa?
Griffin. That's who that is. He's the guy they arrested last night as the Christmas thief. Carson Drew is defending him. He told the police and the press that he was the real Santa Claus. Oh, maybe he is.
You're the real one.
I look like him like this. Do it. How do you know what he looks like?
I have an idea that will make everyone come to our Christmas party. Take care of him, will you?
Children, let me speak to Mr. Griffin for a moment.
Mr. Griffin, I'm John Markham, store manager.
Oh, yes.
We know who you are, and we know who you say you are. Carson Drew has faith in you, then so do we. Innocent till proven guilty, eh? Mr. Griffin, we're conducting a Christmas Eve party tonight, and we've been looking for our guest of honor.
Oh, well, I think we
found our man. Who better than the real Santa Claus?
Look, I'd be happy to start off your party, but I won't be able to wait until the end.
What are you going to bring us for Christmas?
Peter Cortez. He's the gardener for the Havilands, the Garlands, and the Bradshaws.
There was dirt and grass stains on that red cloth. If I could get a clear print of his to match the print I got from the doorknob...
Nancy, don't you think you should tell the police?
Not until I've got proof. I don't want Ned to think I'm an amateur.
Where are you going?
Back to the scene of the crime. You'd have read this morning's newspaper, Mr. Cortez. You'd have read that they arrested someone else as the Christmas thief. And they found your bag of silver.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I think you do.
A stable can be a dangerous place. A horse can kick you right in the head. You know what I mean?
So far, the police can only book you on robbery because you haven't hurt anybody yet. You don't think I'd be so stupid as to come here without calling the police first? They'll be here any second. They're on their way.
I really should have taken care of you last night.
All right, get him out of here.
I have a fingerprint I lifted from a doorknob at the Garlands. I'm sure it's going to match Mr. Cortez's.
Well, we'll get our forensic boys right over to your house. Can I take you home, Nancy?
That's all right. I'll take care.
How did you become cavalry?
Your girlfriend told me what you were doing. I didn't like the sound of it. Thought I'd check it out. I didn't want to look like an amateur. What was that for?
It was for saving my life.
I'm gonna have to do that more often.
You know something? You're really not so bad after all.
I gotta hand it to you. You said you'd prove Griffin was innocent, even if you didn't prove he was Santa Claus.
And I think it's to Mr. Griffin's credit, after all he's been through, that he has consented to be our guest of honor at our Christmas Eve party tonight.
It's a joy. It's a joy.
How did it feel to be representing Santa Claus, Mr. Drew, even if it was for just a few hours?
It felt Christmassy.
That's the same car that was outside the stable when they got Griffin.
That old guy surrounds himself with more people than the president. How do we get to him?
We wait until tonight, when Santa's a nice fat target.
What about that lawyer? I hear his daughter's a detective. She's the one that caught the Christmas thief. They've been the closest to the old guy. Suppose he told them what he saw.
Well, we won't take any more chances. We'll get all three of them.
I got you some nice surprises this year, Nance. But you've never told me what you really want for Christmas.
When I was little and we were in Amsterdam, I saw a little China Dresden doll in a shop window. It was a little Dutch girl with clogs. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I always wanted that doll. I've never seen anything like it again. Not here, anyway.
Gee, you should have told me about it.
Excuse me, I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, Mr. Griffin, you're not interrupting anything. Come on in.
I know the party's about to start. I didn't want to leave it too late. I just wanted to thank both of you. And particularly you, Nancy, for your faith in an old man.
There's nothing old about you. You're the most youthful person I've ever met.
Well, my best thanks. I'll see you at the party.
Mr. Griffin, you're running away from someone, aren't you? Who are they? Who are those men who've been watching you from the car?
Don't you worry your head about it.
But I am worried, and so are you. If you just tell us about it, maybe we could help you.
See you at the party.
Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Come we now our gay carols, fa la 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 la. For the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. See the blazing newbie chorus, fa la 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 la. Strike the heart and join the chorus, fa la 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 la.
Head down, dummy. Somebody's gonna see you.
I'm freezing. It's below zero up here.
It won't be all that long.
How soon does this party start?
Right about now.
Well, where is he? Where's Mr. Griffin? We must start on time. All the children are waiting.
Oh, he'll be here.
Well, he'd better. A Christmas party is not a Christmas party if your Santa Claus butts out on you.
I'll bury you.
Oh, thank goodness. Ah, what a fit. Mr. Griffin, I knew our store could accommodate you.
Store? What do you mean, the store? Oh, the store. Oh. I see what you mean. Now, isn't time getting on? Shouldn't we go?
Yes, we should. Watch your step.
That number checked out to a man named Lockhart. Works for a syndicate chief out in New York called Harry Champion.
Why would he be after Griffin?
You know, we're gonna have to ask him after the parade. I told Rogers to put extra police all along the route just in case.
Come. We're holding up the party. Come on. See if the children have gathered to see Santa Claus.
I've got men posted all along the route. I've got an APB on the car. What I want to know is what two men like that are doing in my town.
They're after Griffin. I know it.
Say, where is he? He's gone.
What are we going to do?
I'll just have to go on.
They're getting out of the car right now. But I don't see the old man. Someone must be blocking him. I'll just get Drew and that girl first.
Must have been one of my men. I wonder why he didn't wait. Yeah.
Dad, look at this.
What is it, Nance?
They're fresh sleigh tracks in the snow. They must have just been made. Look at them.
And Griffin disappeared from our car before we reached the park.
You don't really think it.
Sure. Why not?
Glory to God.
Oh, Nancy. Thank you. It's beautiful.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You too.
Nancy. Just what I really needed, number 29. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, dear. That's beautiful.
Mind if I join you Christmas? My folks are a long way away.
Of course not. Besides, you're family now. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ned. Nice to see you.
They booked Lockhart and Stewart for attempted murder. The NYPD also want to see him. This could be the break that could lead us to Harry Champion.
That's good news.
Yeah.
I've never seen that present before. Where'd this come from?
Read the card.
There isn't a card. Maybe there's one on the inside. Any news of Griffin?
No. Roger still has an APB out on him, though.
For believing. Merry Christmas, Griffin. I don't believe it. I don't think they're gonna find him. Thank you, Mr. Griffin.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.